From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russia has proposed a ceasefire for the Syrian civil war. At a meeting in Munich, Germany, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow is proposing the ceasefire start March 1st. However, as VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins reports, the proposal is being met with skepticism.
It is unclear why that date is chosen, but there is concern about that date. Some analysts that I have spoken to have indicated that at the rate of bombing that is taking place in Aleppo, by March 1st, it really could be too little too late. In essence, the Syrian-backed Russian bombing campaign would have driven rebels from their base there by that time.
VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins. Meanwhile, in Brussels, Belgium, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter rallied support for the U.S.-led coalition's fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Carter said that defense ministers from more than two dozen countries endorsed a U.S. plan to defeat the Islamic State group. The secretary also appealed to coalition partners to expand their military commitments. He said the U.S. goals remain to defeat Islamic State, particularly in Iraq and Syria.
Because that's the place from which this cancer arose, and it needs to be defeated there, and significantly the cities of Mosul and Raqqa need to be recaptured. And our operational plan focuses on that.
Meanwhile, NATO's Secretary General said the alliance would deploy airborne command and control aircraft to free up similar U.S. aircraft for the fight against the Islamic State. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.